From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Saudi Arabia has severed diplomatic ties with Iran less than a day after demonstrators in the Iranian capital stormed the Saudi embassy there to protest Riyadh's execution of 47 people, including prominent Shiite cleric Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, who was a frequent critic of the Saudi royal family. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal tells VOA all of this might be an overreaction.
Quite clearly, there have been problems between Saudi Arabia and Iran for quite some time. The point is that on neither side, neither of the two sides, there has been a measure of moderation, or for that matter, mechanism whereby they would be able to cool their tensions. Now, the consequence of this has been that both sides have been ramping up responses and reactions to each other. And now finally it's got to a stage where it could very well be a point of no return and will lead to greater degree of instability, in fact, a very fundamental instability in the region itself.
Demonstrations against the execution of al-Nimr have taken place not only in the region, but around the world. A 6.7 magnitude earthquake shook remote northeastern India before dawn today near the borders with Bangladesh and Myanmar. At least 4 people were killed, dozens of others injured by falling debris in the rush to get out of buildings. Quake was centered about 30 kilometers northwest of the city of Imphal, which is capital of Manipur state. Mauritian authorities, Mauritanian authorities, are searching for an Islamist militant who escaped from prison where he was awaiting execution for his part in the plot to assassinate the president, Mohamed Ould Abdel Aziz. This is VOA News.